KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, August 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Jen Pyle became the first female umpire to call balls and strikes in a Major League game yesterday between the Miami Marlins and Atlanta Braves. Pyle also made history during Saturday's doubleheader between the two teams as the first female umpire to work a regular season Major League game. She then moved behind the plate as Atlanta won 7-1 on Sunday. San Francisco's Justin Verlander struck out the side in the first inning yesterday versus Washington to become the 10th player in baseball history to reach 3,500 career strikeouts. Giants, though, would lose to Washington 8-0. Nationals scored four times in the second and five times overall on 11 hits against the 42-year-old Verlander. Opening night of the upcoming NBA season will feature the Houston Rockets at defending champion Oklahoma City, while Golden State will be in L.A. to take on the Lakers. Those games will be played on October 21st and be televised on NBC, first time in over two decades that NBC has the NBA. Additionally, five games on Christmas on ABC this year. Cleveland will be at the New York Knicks, Oklahoma City hosting at San Antonio, Houston at the Lakers, Golden State hosting Dallas, and the Minnesota Timberwolves playing Christmas night in Denver against the Nuggets. Detroit Lions safety Amoris Norris was at the team's training facility yesterday with his teammates 2 days after he was taken off the field in an ambulance late in a Friday night preseason game against Atlanta. Norris was released from an Atlanta hospital and returned home on Saturday. He shared in a social media post the day after he was injured, saying that he was okay and thanking people for their supports. Justin Rose produced a stunning rally yesterday with four straight birdies to make up a three-shot deficit with five holes to play to win the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Rose made two birdies in a three-hole playoff to beat U.S. Open champion J.J. Spaun. Rose shot a final round 67, made six birdies over his last eight holes. Tommy Fleetwood, again with a heartbreaker, remains without a PGA Tour victory. He would lose a two-shot lead with three holes to play. It's the second time in a month that Fleetwood has lost a late lead. He tied for third with Scottie Scheffler and Ricky Fowler. They were among five players who moved into the top 50 in the FedEx Cup to advance to the next round. Shane Van Gisbergen continued his march into NASCAR history and also set a Cup Series rookie record yesterday with his fourth win of the season, blowing out the competition again on a road course at Watkins Glen. Van Gisbergen joined 2020 champion Chase Elliott and Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon as the only drivers ever to win four straight Cup races on a road or street course. The New Zealand native cruised to a big lead Sunday, led the final 17 laps, and beat second-place Christopher Bell by 11 seconds. And Asia Wilson became the first player in WNBA history to have a 30-point, 20-rebound double-double yesterday as she finished with 32 points on 13 of 25 shooting to go along with 20 rebounds as the Las Vegas Aces would defeat the Connecticut Sun 94-86. And that is a look at your sports here this morning on KORN. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.